Probably just be doing something short because I don't have a lot of time. I want to enjoy the last couple of times before I go to sleep. But, Today was pretty crazy. You know what? Like when you spend a lot of your day on Twitter, from when you wake up, I go on Snapchat, you know, send streak, Instagram, scroll to my feed through a bit, watch a couple stories. Twitter is where I'm addicted where right now. Help. Really, it's YouTube, Snapchat. No, it's YouTube, Pinterest, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter at the bottom. When you hit Twitter and you're addicted to it every day, you're terminally online. Like you start to see people where they say, "Oh, political streamers, or all these people here, oh, this is there. I don't like these ones." You're so online. And it's like you might say, "Oh, liberals, the liberals that you see on Twitter, all oh, the lefties are the liberals that you see on." The people who are on Twitter and they tweet thousands upon thousands of times a day, or hundreds of times a day, and had thousands of tweets because they've been on Twitter for 13 years. Those people are terminally online. And those people are some of the most, are probably either there because they have Twitter and they just want to see what's on there. Because Twitter is a microblogging website and tweets are small, because a bird's song is short, I guess, it basically means that you can't have discourse. You can't have discourse. And the only thing you can discuss is in weird threads and that. The same thing with Instagram. You can probably talk in the comments because they're pretty. You can have a long comments and you can have long, you know, captions. You can even go on your story. But it's like, Politigram is where terminally online political people go on. Instagram is the gateway into Twitter. If you're terminally online on Instagram, you just need to get Twitter and you'll be on there forever. And also, I'll continue here. Your news feed on Twitter is not a representation of the entire political spectrum. You surround yourself with people you like. You don't. Why would you surround yourself with people you don't like? That doesn't make sense for the human brain. If you have to go deal with those people, then that's what happens to you. But that's it. But anyway, off my monologue off Twitter, got added to this group chat. What am I in my notifications here? That's nice. Okay. Gotta add to this group chat, Radlib Platoon. Really, really smart ideas in here. Basically, I had to say that democracy is very important. I just go off on how very democracy, it's not a perfect system. Nothing in this world is perfect. Unfortunately. Because of that, democracy is a very, very good system. However, some of the ways on how, you know, a lot of Western countries currently execute the democracy is terrible. Basically, effective two-party systems. In America, it's just straight up two parties. In Canada, like Australia, whatever, Britain, they're two-party systems. You have third parties, you might have a minority once in a while. But it's so bad. Like with democracy like this, when you had the two main parties that are very complicit in the system that they hold in, because if you lose this election, maybe you'll lose for another decade. You'll lose for a bit. It's okay. You just lose for a bit, and like soon people will say you soon you say something progressive. People say, "Let's go." How Trudeau won from Harper. He said, "Democratic reform." And people were saying, "Oh my God, Yes! And then he said, well, the conservatives aren't the issue right now, so we're not going to do any Democrats. Like, that's the reason why people voted for you. What's even the point? I'm pretty sure if you want real Democratic reform, like, remember seeing this one tweet, or somewhere, liberals campaign with, like, the NDP. They govern as the conservatives, with a little bit more progress in there. Then, like, doing all these scandals with money, SNC, we, it's like, only reason why these conservatives were upset is because SNC was not paying them money. It's been such a long time since I've been in that situation, but SNC, if they were paying the CPC money, they would shut the fuck up, and they would pass, they would actually amend it to give we or SNC more money. If you're a corporate donor, yeah. So what we should have done was donate to the CPC to shut the fuck up. These people listen with money. They say, oh, the scandal, the scandal. Bruh, these two parties are corrupt. So who knows? Actually, before I switch. What's next? Oh, I forgot to put timestamps in yesterday's episode. And I also really needed to start recording earlier because at 12, I'm like, I'm relaxing at 12. Then hours later, I say, okay, I'm late by 5 hours. Let me get this done. Not very good. Anyway. What am I going to talk about now? I'm starting to think of a little bit here. Get back to what your news feed is. Twitter is where every single person who is terminally online, near to be terminally online, or is just pretty extreme in some of their ideas come on. You have all sorts of hashtags. What's trending now? Deep State, Fortnite, CNN tapes, Betsy DeVos. Start cis shaming. Twitter is a place where you like. There was a while ago from Ilhan Omar, where she was talking about that fight. I don't remember. Like she was talking about a fight. There was a fight, and it's like. Twitter is where you basically blip your thoughts. Like just short thoughts. They're not too extreme, they're just random thoughts. Basically, shorter condensed versions of shower thoughts, really. Like you say, this is a really good friend. My cake is good. Something like that. Not for discourse, but Twitter is where every single person who's terminally online is. The microblogging is so bad. Well, it's not, microblogging in itself is not bad, but you can't do discourse. But you're able to do nice long articles on there, do a bunch of other things, but I think even if Twitter itself were to start putting changes, the culture that is Twitter has to change. It's a crazy, crazy place. If you can, avoid it. Ah, man. Terminally online place. So if you can avoid, well, if you're on Twitter, set a timer. Like if you're, check your device to see or install something or do something, make sure that you don't spend more than an hour on Twitter. And train yourself not to extend that timer. Now, what else? Guess that's just basically my thoughts. Reacting to what Twitter was doing today. Good in the morning, but then that hashtag popped up. And then Elliot Page announces he is transgender. Nice. Do not discourse on Twitter. Okay, dude. And you should probably also get talk about look at Pinterest and talk about it tomorrow to see what Pinterest culture is about. The comments are pretty good. For I hang out in some of the progressive spaces. In the progressive spaces and basically everything. Even on Facebook you can find progressive areas. You can. I found a progressive Facebook group for my area. My city, so that was nice. What the hell is CNN tapes? Twitter is the only is just you scroll down for a bit, and that's it. What are in my notifications? Anyway, see you guys tomorrow.